Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Say this before I get started. I thank God again for Dr. Johnson, who hope he will join if he here, but I don't know. If he do, he will have work to do. He's doing it now. Amen.
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 If you have your Bible, I'll say good morning.
Good morning.
Let us go up to a familiar, way familiar passage. Mm-hmm. Mark, the 5th chapter, and the 25th verse.
Yeah.
Mark was one of the younger writers. Mark describes Jesus in more miracles than any other rest of the gospel writers. Young, and this is to encourage somebody. I had another sermon, but God gave me back here. I was going somewhere else with old Pastor Paul. I like old Paul. Daniel. Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but it grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said within herself, he don't say it like that, if I may touch but his clothes, shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see who that had done this thing, but the woman 33 said, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Last verse. Said unto her, daughter, thou faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague. Let me see. Go in peace. You are healed of that plague. Flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Again, I greet you in the name of Jesus. It's a blessing to be here. Matter of fact, it's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Because I know many that wish they could come or go to some church. I don't know about you. And I hear them all during the week saying they're bound by sickness and they can't do this or can't do that. So I thank God this morning for us here in the house of worship. And it don't take a whole lot of people for me to worship God. Because when I think about the goodness of God and how he saved me about a month ago or a month and a half ago, not only that, he has done great things in my life. And he has placed me in great people's hearts in my life. You know that. But now this morning, I just want to give him a little praise. Because he's worthy to be praised, and I'm going to praise him through the word of God.
Yeah.
I can't sing and all that, can't play the piano, but I'm going to use what I got. I've been asking him to let me sing for years, but he just won't do that. He says it's too much self. And he gets the glory for everything that I do and you do. So I want to start off by saying a certain woman. Now, this woman That certain, if you look at that right there, means that she paid her tithe. She had a job. Probably had a horse and buggy. I don't know what they had back then, but probably had something to ride on at one time. My mama always say, treat everybody right.
That's right. No.
Because you never know who you're going to meet and need on this journey.
Yes, sir.
And so with that being said, that lets me know that I got to try to treat everybody. They sang the song of choir. I'm gonna treat everybody right.
You said that.
Because you never know. But this woman here, 5,000 plus people are in the way.
All right.
Plus children, and Jesus had already had an encounter with Jairus. And Jairus was a ruler of the synagogue. And that means he would light the incense and light the candles in the church, or the tabernacle, whatever you want to call it. But he heard about his child at the age of 12 years old. And not only that, he heard that she was sick unto death.
Yeah.
This cahooch with 25. And let me tell you something about Jesus right quick. He's never too busy to hear your requests. Even though he may not answer. But he's never too busy to answer what you're asking him. He may delay it, but he's going to do what you ask him to do. If you're doing it in the name of his son. And so now, as I look in this Gospel of Mark, there's so much going on because he just got through hearing this crazy man that was living in the graveyard, and they told him to get out the city. Ain't that crazy? Instead of praising him and thanking him, they told him to get out the way. So he left and went on about his business. He's trying to get home in chapter 6. But in this chapter 5, there's so much going on. Like in my life, it's a lot I'm doing. It's a lot going on in my ministry. It's a lot that I'm doing, and God is using me more than he used me before I got sick. Amen. Let me tell you something about God. When God give you an assignment and he asks you to do
it,
like they say, just do. Don't ask no questions. Kind of like the old folk. They say, don't ask me no questions, boy. Just do what I told you to do. I was telling my son, Dr. Jones, this morning how we used to have to go boil water for to take a bath.
Boil what you do. Don't start with me.
I said, Eugene, you wouldn't have made it back then. I'm going to pick on because I wanted to learn how to appreciate things. See, these children today don't appreciate what we do for them. They think it's just a pity party or something. But when I was coming up, we used to have them the BBC tennis from TGNY. Looked like the sissy tennis. And we were happy with them.
Oh, what you talking about?
And then we would have to go out and kill Patrick. I don't know if they know about that. Them children don't know nothing about no kill him. Them white folks, I'm on the radio, them white folks say, sick them niggas, you know? Get them niggas. So I would tell my brother, you stay right here, because he was fat. You stay here. And I was always a step ahead. I said, because you going to get me and you bit. Let me go get the chicken. We had to go get the flour. We had to go get sometimes the sugar, and sometimes we had to go get the flapjack meal to make the flapjack for in the morning to go to supper. No, y'all don't. I'm talking about the goodness of God, man. There was love for one another then. Wasn't no poison up in that and all that old stuff, no dope up in that. It was love back then. He's gone. Everybody for themselves now. But Jesus here, with his love and compassion, still sitting on the throne interceding for our Christ. And not only the interceding, he's working it out for your good. Whatever you asking him in your prayer, just because he ain't answered you, that don't, I learned that, because when I took sick, he didn't answer me for 3 days. I said, Lord, I done what you told me to do, and now I'm sitting up here with COVID. What's wrong? I did. I ain't do nothing wrong.
All right, Joe.
Just didn't know that he had me
wrong.
In his hand. Yeah. Let me tell you something. When God got you in his hand, no doctor, Dr. Fontaine, Dr. Joyner, nobody can work that body like Jesus can. I'm going to tell you that. I'm a really big witness to that. When Jesus is your doctor, or maybe I'm going to flip the script this past, if he's your lawyer, or if he's your child's lawyer, just believe that your child is coming out of that situation. Now, it may take a little while, but he's able.
Yes, he
kind of like the Hebrew boy said, he's able to bring us out. But if he don't, he's still God, and he's God all.
Hey.
By himself. I love my boy. But I'm praying for him right now. And a lot more of the children. Because they don't know what work is. We had to go out there and chop wood. And then go to Joe Biles and get some cool off. Hello, somebody.
Hey!
That will cool off 50 cents. And then they give you a list to go get. Y'all don't remember that. Remember that. They give you a list to go down to Joe Biles. Don't forget the days when you went back. Boy, you got to go back to your dad. You left my back. Get on down now. Get on down now. It was 25 cents back then. It was a quarter. They give me $3 and I got a whole bag of groceries. Getting on down to the grandma, the grandma will beat my butt to death.
Better go back.
Oh, I know I'm telling the truth. Because I went through it. Eugene ain't go through it. But I went through it. Let me tell you something. But it made me how to say yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. It made me to not to call a female out their name. It made me a better person, how to say my grace and to carry myself in a respectful way. I know how to carry myself in a respectful way. Last Sunday, should have showed you. Y'all had everybody from downtown, leaders. I say, I ain't talking about the peon. I say leaders. And they want to come back. Why? Because y'all pastor know how to carry himself. Everything ain't going to go my way anyway, but I learned how to take the good with the bad. And say thank you, Jesus. And keep on up yonder here. This woman, as I look in the text, it won't be too long, but it says, and had suffered many things of physicians. That means she done went to so many doctors. And they didn't do nothing but lying to
her. Like Dr. Chicole. Yeah. And go to Rev and down low third. He was a doctor.
Yeah. Go ahead on, Rev.
Oh, my mouth, oh, my
people. Say, hold my people. But the truth is a lie. You can fool people sometimes, but you can't fool them all the time. In this day and time, you can't fool them no time. But back to the text. Jesus, with his love and compassion, was trying to get to Jairus' house. That little 12-year-old girl, Talitha Lekumai, was sick unto death. And the only one he knew that could heal his child, his daughter, his only daughter, was Jesus. Can I get a witness? Yeah. The only person that I know when I was sick, and they was talking all kinds of stuff, he in ICU, he there, he there. I said, look at all them lies. Right at home, waiting on the Lord to deliver me. And when he delivered me, a lot of people didn't believe it anyway. And when I got my test, they said, you've been healed. Because I've done what God said. Yeah. And when you do what God say, he open up doors.
Yeah.
He keep you healthy.
Yeah.
Keep your mind intact. Bless you with money. Bless you going in and bless you. Man, you can't, let me tell you, you cannot outdo God. God know how to bless you when he get ready. got to wait.
Wait on.
He may not come when you want him.
But he wants.
But he's always.
Always.
I ain't say sometime.
Always.
I see Sunday school was about Psalms 100. I'm going to try to get back to Sunday school. That's where it's at, in the Sunday school. But I be held up here, here. Y'all don't know what I go through. Let me tell you something. When you got a leadership position, as I, and I'm not bragging, God told me I'm going to make your name great, and that's been 20-some years ago, and he's doing it. When you got people that's like I trying to help everybody, I'm always stopped by. Let me tell you something. People know you're trying to get somewhere, and they'll hold you up anyway. They know I'm trying to get over here, over here, over here. They started holding me up, asking no questions. They said, you mean tell me, are you a marshal? I said, really? You don't see it on me? You don't see the stuff on me?
You don't see it through the week, but you see it on Sunday.
I got, what you think I'm wearing? You think I'm just wearing this mask just to be wearing it? Man, I don't want to go to jail. I got good sense. Let's look back in the text, and I'm going to let y'all alone. Yeah. Suffer many things. Of many positions. And not only that, she said, but weather looked like the more she spun, looked like it got worse or two. Put yourself in her situation. If you sick like this woman was sick, may not have had the same issue of blood, you might have something else, and look like God is not going to answer your prayer for 12 years. She been dealing with this plague. It's called plague called disease. Now we're dealing with a disease that's invisible called COVID-19, where we got to have our distance and all that. But let me tell you something, that's going to pass too, kind of like what Dan Peter said, this too shall pass. It may not be today or tomorrow, but I know a God that sits high and looks low. I know a God that got all power in his hand. I know a God. Did nobody give me COVID? Did nobody give me COVID? The devil gave it to me. Woo. I remember the day. He put it on.
What did he
do? Woof.
That's the way he do it.
Everybody give me no gold.
He
did it.
He
got the lie. Woo. So, something ain't right now. Anyway, woo. I ain't got the lie. Ain't about lie. I'm telling you the truth. This thing is real, what I'm talking about. The devil is real, and he's trying to kill any and everybody he can.
He real.
With his old dirty self.
He real.
Low down.
He real.
He don't mean you no good. He trying to kill you, man. Putting poison in children's mind to go take a gun and shoot their own parents. You know there ain't nothing but the devil. With his old crazy self. I wish I could say what I want to say, but I can't say behind this pulpit. No, not back here. No, Lord Jesus, get struck down. And then we going back to the text. No, no, I'm going to go back to his text here. Ah, no, I ain't. No, I'm going to say this. And was and look, and has spent. Let me tell you, when I preach, I have fun. Because the people last night at 318, they had all kinds of fun. Shaking, listening to Keith Sweat. So I'm going to have fun in the Lord today, all right? I know the saints coming on, but I'm going to have fun right now. And has suffered many things of many positions. And has spent all that she had. But rather nothing better, but it grew worse. Good God Almighty. And that's what the Bible says. But she said, and I'm talking about pressing your way. It gets hard sometimes. And you have to cry sometimes. You have to lay awake sometimes. And not only that, you have to lay awake, but sometimes it gets so hard till you don't believe yourself that you is a child of the King. But I read in the Bible somewhere it said, the Lord is my shepherd. And I share not one. I don't know about you, but I learned it. I discovered that serving the Lord will pay off sooner or later. Hello, somebody. You don't hear me. Serving the Lord, it brings tears
from your eyes every now and then. Serving the Lord, you be talked about every now and then. Serving the Lord, sometimes you get lonely every now and then. And you be saying, Lord, send me a friend. But I've discovered in his word that he's a friend to the friend. Hello, somebody. You don't hear me. I've discovered in the word that he will be a burden bearer to you. Can I get a witness? I've discovered in the word that he'll cover you with his love. And when Jesus can cover you with his love, that's all you need. Because when he covers you with his love, it'll bring tears from your eyes from the goodness of the Lord. Ain't God honor? Lest I hold you too long. The Bible said she pressed her way through 5,000 people.
What you say?
And I know it wasn't hard. She was bleeding and all that and talked about and called everything for the child of God. But she wasn't worried about what the people said. Kind of like me now. I'm not worried about what people say. I'm worried about what he said. Because what he says was no matter anyhow. I'm trying to get my name in the Lamb Book of Life. And the only way I can get it there is to serve the Lord. And I said, when you're serving the Lord, it is the best thing that ever happened to Eugene Stevens. You don't hear me. I said, when you're serving the Lord with tears in your eyes, when your own family that talked about you, when your own family that put you under the roof, when they talked about you and lied on you, and you still holding on to God's unchanging hand, kind of makes me want to say, thank the Lord a little bit more. Because you promised in your word that they're going to talk about you. You promise in your word that they're going to lie on you. But in that line, God know how to raise you even in the midst of trials and tribulations. Even in the midst of lying and trials and all these other things. God know how to turn your situation around. Hello, somebody. I say, God know how to put a door where there ain't no door. Kind of like Psalms 91 and 1 said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In other words, when I'm going through trials and tribulations, I know how to sit at the feet of Jesus with my Bible open and say, Lord, you said in your word that you would never leave. You said in your word that you would never forsake. And I'm telling you now that you said in your word that I am a peculiar person, a royal priesthood, brought out of darkness into your marvelous light. Hello, somebody. Brought out of darkness. He'll pull you up when you're sinking in sin. He'll pull you up when sickness is on your body. He'll pull you up when death comes knocking on your door. He know how to keep a smile upon your face.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, and I'd like to encourage you to keep your radio dial locked to KAYT KQJO-FM, providing you with the very best in music, messages, and ministries. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 calendar days per year. We are your one-stop station. Your real love station, KAYT, KQJO, FM.